from PRX.
Friends beyond binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and whether you're, if you're a baby, you may not know you're listening to this, but if you're a baby at heart, like I am, I don't know what any of that has to do. Well, hopefully you'll be sleeping like a baby, like a baby that's actually sleeping, not sleeping like a baby. People always say that. And I guess a comedian prior did this as a routine, but say, I don't think you've met any babies before. Maybe we could get Wallace Shawn to do that and be like, are you sure you've met a baby? Like when you say sleeping like a baby, that's asleep. During that exact moment, you catch the baby in deep sleep before, if it's in my case, you trip over everything. And then, but anyway, if you're confused as I am, you're in the right place because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And here's a couple ways we're able to be here for you for free twice a week. If you remember when your hand hits that fridge tomorrow, check them out. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Which, just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking, If the answers to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, like I do need, like we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each design designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody. It is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone, the one part of the podcast I need to hear. It's where I pop my peas. If you please, I thank the listeners who supported the sponsors. And I'm looking for people to thank here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone. If you support a sponsor, make sure to thank them on social media. Let them know you heard about them on the show. Our sponsors are Direct Response. Let me know about it too. sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. And I will send you a thank you video because I appreciate it. I appreciate you helping keep the show free for everybody. So please, if you listen to the show for free, check out our sponsors at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. That's what keeps the podcast coming out for free for everybody. The next part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need. If you're having a tough time right now, there's links to resources that you could connect with, including international resources right in our show notes. It's also about being a part of community and positive change, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying stop AAPI hate, not just saying support Ukraine, but taking action. There's links to resources where you can learn more and take action in our show notes. And, you know, one of the things we're doing is building hygiene kits for people experiencing homelessness. We're supporting the Midnight Mission. We're doing live shows with Zooms, gathering as a community, working together, taking small steps and having fun doing it. I'd love for you to be there. It's all free. You don't even have to do anything if you don't want to. And you could sign up for free, come to our live shows, free streams, sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission, sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. Every Monday, you'll get a newsletter with a video from me. Very simple, just talking about what we're doing, what we got coming up. I'd love for you to be there. I'd love to see you in person. We just had a live show. We had a bunch of people come out in person and on Zoom. It was so much fun. So be a part of it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. Oh, Mystery Bard, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Some sounds like an earful. Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer.
Runner.
Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Again, I'd love to see you for free in person. You want more sleep with me? You want more Scooter? You want more fun stuff? You want to be a part of something? Be a part of our community. sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. Please join us there. sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. What do you say we slow down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts that you're thinking about, like about the past, present, or the future. So thoughts, anything you're feeling emotionally that's coming up for you, maybe it's related to those thoughts, maybe it's leftover, remains of the day, remains of the year, whatever, feelings that are there, emotions. Could also be physical sensations that are keeping you awake. That's a very common thing for listeners. If it's something physical that's keeping you awake, I'm going to try to take your mind off of that too. It could be also something I'm not mentioning. This could be something else, situational, time related, temperature related, something that, transitional, whatever it is. I'm here to keep you company, whether this is your first time, your last time, or you're here all the time. Or you're not sure. You're like, did I walk, like with the old record thing where you say, did I just walk into the wrong podcast? And I'd say, I don't know. Why don't we find out? Like, imagine that. I'm already on a tangent, but imagine. I know everybody, maybe not everybody's familiar with this. Is this a metaphor or a archetypal image? It's definitely not archetypal if not everybody knows about it. But there used to be this idea that you would walk into a bar or a restaurant or a party and the record would skip, but it really wouldn't skip. It would go wimp and it would stop playing. And then I think the next image is what everybody's familiar with. Everybody, like their attention turns, everything stops and their attention turns to you in not a positive way. What you feel like or you imagine is not a positive way. And, we've all been in that situation before, and more normally, well, there's two things. The questions may come up. You say, am I welcome here or am I in the wrong place? So I'm going to address, we're only going to address, I'm supposed to be making a sleep podcast intro, but let's address the first one. Let's imagine, let's see if I can make this whole thing a metaphor for the sleep podcast instead of, let's see if we can achieve two things. Let's see if I can try to achieve two things unsuccessfully. I do that all the time, maybe even three. So I'll come back to that. So whatever's keeping you awake, I'm here to keep you company so you can drift off. And that's a little bit different. The way I'm going to try to do it is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. And what does that mean? It means my voice, creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders and superfluous tangents. So it means my voice is a little bit different, not super soothing traditionally, but you may grow to listen to, you may get to the point where you can just barely listen to it. That's what a lot of people do. It's a forgettable voice. It's so unforgettably creaky dulcet that you could eventually barely listen to it. You say, Scoots's voice isn't soothing, it's ignorable, which maybe I'll go into this next thing if we ever get there. Then, pointless meanders mean, you've kind of seen those already. I get mixed up, I go off topic, I start talking about something, then I start talking about something else. So that's how we do it. Now, the important things to know are how and why. Or why is the most important thing, and then how, and then what to expect. So why do I make this show? Well, much like our imaginary self that's walked into a room, a gathering, some sort of gathering of people, and suddenly finds themselves feeling not comfortable. Like, I also have been someone that's found myself in bed, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. And so I've been there. So if you're there now, I know how it feels. Now I might not know exactly what you're going through, but I can relate to a lot of the feelings, like frustration, loneliness, and just exasperation and tiredness. That's one of the reasons I make the show. But the main reason is that you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place you can rest. In a bedtime you don't have to dread, like the bedtime you could look forward to or at least feel neutral about. And I'd like to try to provide that for you. Now, there's a couple twists there. One, can't provide it for everybody. I'm just not everybody's cup of tea. And if you've already discovered that, you could check out sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. That has other sleep podcasts and stuff like that there. But What was my other point? Oh, so yeah, not everybody's cup of tea, but even the people that listen to the show, the regular listeners, I've heard this literally, I think, hundreds of thousands of times. It took two or three tries for me to get used to the fact, the structure of the show, or his voice, or his style. And that's natural, if you think about it, because if you're like a lot of us, you've tried a bunch of different things, right? And none of it really worked consistently. So this show's not going to work instantly and consistently either. So just kind of see how it goes. Also, this podcast kind of is more walking hand in hand with you than putting you to sleep. But the most important thing that I was getting to is that you deserve a good night's sleep. You really do. So that's the most important thing for me is whether I provide it or somebody else does, or you create your own bedtime routine. That's the most important thing you'll hear tonight. Except for all the stuff I was talking about earlier that I said I'd get back to that I totally forgot what I was talking about. Oh, walking into a room. Okay. So just like that, and I guess this kind of goes into how the show works. So that's why I make the show. Just like when you were walking in that room, what if you had, you may have a friend there. But what if you had one of those super soothing, confident friends whose confidence was so powerful that it affected you in a relaxing way, and maybe it was infectious in a good way. Let's just hold that thought while I get to other stuff like I have. So I don't know what that has to do with anything either. I just didn't want to forget it because it'll barely relate to some point. But okay, so you say, how does the show work? It puts me to sleep. It's a podcast to put me to sleep. Do I listen to it and I hear a bedtime story and it slowly relaxes me and puts me to sleep? No, unfortunately not. Maybe, though. I don't know. There's people that listen to it that way. But this podcast is here to keep you company as you fall asleep and take your mind off of stuff. So one, a lot of times this podcast works if you barely listen or you barely pay attention. Maybe like that confident friend, they're not paying attention to people. They're going into the room. Like they're so well adjusted, they're not thinking that people are looking at them or change. They're like, huh, song just skipped. Anyway, moving on. I'm gonna have an hors d'oeuvre or do a twirl, or check my coat or whatever they do. Whatever well adjusted people do when they go to a party, greet people, wave, smile. They're not aware. Their mind is in a different place. And what does it have to do with it? Oh, this they're barely listening to those. I guess this is my imagination, so it is fictional, but because I don't have a well-adjusted mind. But I would imagine that they're not listening to those voices in their head like I am. Like, oh boy, by the way, your socks don't match again. And one's inside out. And you say, oh boy, that's the least of my problems, but thanks for bringing it up. This podcast kind of serves the same thing. You just barely listen to it, but you barely listen to it, and it kind of distracts you from whatever else is going on. Now, the thing is, you can listen. So if you can't sleep, I'm here to the very end. So that's also like, I'm here to keep you company. It's really what my job is, not to put you to sleep, to make the night less lonely, less deep and dark. To be your boyfriend, your boy bae, your boy cuz, your boy sib, your boy bestie, your boy bruh. Your neighbor, your bay, because I'm not confident in a lot of things, but I'm confident that I could be here for you for the next hour, rambling about stuff, and that that's important to me. Your sleep is important to me. I'm confident in that, and that's a fact. Our world will be a better place if you get the sleep you deserve, and if you have a restful place. So just like maybe if we had a friend like that said, hey, I don't know what they would say, but like if you walked in the room, say, hey, don't worry about it. If they said something more effective than that, but this isn't the walking awkward into a party podcast. I mean, I guess it is, really, it is, but that's what every episode's like, but. So those are two parts of the show. The other thing that can throw new listeners off is the structure of the show. And that's understandable, too, because our show is structured in a very deliberate way to meet a lot of different goals. But it's also very different than what would traditionally be called structure. So the show starts off with the greeting, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, or friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I think I even said babies in this one, or babies at heart, which I am. And that's so you feel welcome and seen. And maybe that's one part of this party metaphor is if you go into the room and something, maybe some eye contact, maybe a smile, maybe your friend's confidence, maybe they're invisible. Here's something I wish I had, a confident, invisible friend. I never checked with my imaginary friend. You say, oh, no, this isn't, that's the difference. As adults, you say, no, it's not an imaginary friend. My friend is invisible and really confident. And they say, so you have an invisible imaginary friend. No, I have an invisible friend. They ooze confidence that makes me comfortable and confident. They walk at my side and they say, is this a belief system? No, it's a fact. I have an invisible, let me confer with my invisible friend. These questions are throwing me off. They were just here for me to get into the party. I guess I'm talking to you. I'm here at the party. So sick job done. What was I talking about? The structure of the show. Oh, okay. Why is the show structured? It starts off with a greeting so you feel welcome. You realize, oh, the show's a little bit goofy and silly. Then there's support for the show. So the show can come out for free twice a week wherever you consume podcasts. That's important to me. It helps the maximum amount of people it can help. And the support allows us to do that. Then there's resources and support for listeners and communities around the show. Then there's the intro, which is really a show within a show. And you're right, a normal intro takes 2 minutes, ours takes 15 to 20 minutes. But it's not just, it's not part of the business, it's its own show, and it serves a couple things. One, it introduces new people to the show, not exactly in an efficient way, but for regular listeners, but even for you, if you're new, it eases you into bedtime. The intro is not so much to put you to sleep, you could fall asleep during it. You could skip it, but for a lot of listeners, it's part of their bedtime routine. Their wind down is this 15 to 20 minutes, whether they're getting ready for bed, they're doing something relaxing, they're in bed getting comfortable. The intro is a transition between day and or whatever, evening and sleep or whatever. For me, that's really one of the only things that's worked is having a little bit of a bedtime routine. So that's really the intro's purpose. And you could skip it. 2 to 3% of people do. You could subscribe on Patreon and get story-only episodes. But just see how it goes at first. If you wish, you don't have to do that either. So that's the intro. Then there's business between the intro and the story. Again, so the goal versus being an exclusive show or something is that it's on all podcast apps twice a week for free. So paying for the show is optional. So that's then there's a story. Tonight it'll be something a little bit different, dare I say magical, where I unbox a magic kit and speculate. I don't reveal any tricks because it'd be beyond my understanding anyway. But I just say, what's in this box? Talk about something you could sleep to, playing cards that I don't understand. So that'll be, and then there's thank yous at the end. So that's the structure show. That's why I make the show. But I also make the show, to go back to this walking into a room and not feeling comfortable, that's one reason I make the show, right? I don't know if those things always line up, but I know how that feels too. And I can feel it right now. And there is something out there that's like, you could have an invisible confidence. I mean, who cares what normal people say, like a confident, invisible friend? Because that would be nice to say, hey, it's okay. I know this party's going to be tough on you. I know it feels a little bit awkward. And it's okay to be awkward. I'm glad you're here. And you say, oh, wow, my invisible friend's glad I'm here. Here's another one. We'll add on to this idea. What if there's an invisible imaginary guest we're not friends with, future friend, and that's the first person we greet at the party? This might actually work. Can you patent obscure, senseless ideas? So here's the thing, and I'm not kidding. Like a lot of, if you're new, you might think I'm joking around. I will, I promise to try this later today because I have to go. It's a virtual meeting, but I will try it out later today. Is so not only, maybe we don't need the invisible, I mean, no offense to our invisible friend, but what if there's an invisible party guest we don't know who's the first person we greet at the party and they like are so happy to see us. And, you know, you could mix it up, you know, if you want some of those yada yada feelings, you know, you could make those too. And you say, oh boy, they're glad I'm here. And we make eye contact with them. We smile at them. And they say they're not staring at us slack jawed because the record skipped. And you say, well, I may be in the right place seeing that look on that imaginary invisible person's face. They're not imaginary. They're just invisible, by the way. Yeah, that makes me feel a little bit more comfortable. And you can kind of see that that doesn't, translating all that to the real world is making a sleep podcast a little bit easier than that. But I'm going to try that out. I'm not even kidding. And I think it'll work. I'm just delusional enough to believe this is going to work. Invisible friends, not imaginary. Invisible fictional friends. That's a little bit different. I mean, or, you know, what's wrong? I mean, we've covered imaginary friendship before on the show, but I've never covered imaginary strangers, imaginary party guests that are glad to see us, even though they don't know us. This is the key cog. This may be the keystone in the imaginary friend continuum that fixes nothing, but makes me more comfortable some places. And maybe they give a nod, like, you're not, it's okay to be awkward. I'm glad you're here too. It's good to see you. So, and that's really the message of the show. It's good to see you. I'm glad you're here. And I really do want to help you fall asleep or keep you company if you need it. That's what I do. I really work hard on the show. I yearn and I strive to help you fall asleep or make you feel less alone. I'm glad you're here. I really hope I can help. I think I just repeated myself, but yeah. Thanks for giving me your time. And here's a couple ways I'm able to do this for you for free twice a week. Sleep with Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. Scoots here. This is the first time we've done stuff similar to this before, but this is different in some sense. We'll see how it goes. It's going to be fun. And I'm just trying to figure out the proper setup, because this is the first time we're doing this. Will there be a second time? Maybe, probably. But I can't be 100% sure. But so, you know, we've done board game unboxings before, and this one is a little bit different than that. I like going to thrift stores and, particularly ones affiliated, like Rescue Mission, Salvation Army, Goodwill, or smaller ones. And I don't go there for fashion because I just don't have, it's not my forte. Sometimes I'll look at clothes, but I definitely don't, my brain doesn't work that way. And I got my daughter into it, though we tend to go to the stores at a different pace. I tend to go at a pace that's exact opposite of sleep with me. That's how I do most of my life other than this podcast, at a rate that could be described as furious. So I tend to look at records just to see. Here's the thing. If you need a Jim Neighbors record, just go to any Goodwill, any used store. That's not an insult to Jim Neighbors. Jim Neighbors was a star on television before I was even a lad or a twinkle in anyone's eye. Not that I've ever been a twinkle in anybody's eye. But anyway, Jim Neighbors was a TV star that also had a singing career. And here's what, because most professional people that buy stuff at thrift stores and then resell it, they get all the records you would actually want to listen to, for the most part. I'm not saying all the time. So if you go to a Goodwill, you could get Jim Neighbors records. Sometimes you could get good musicals or operas or classical record albums. Sometimes you could get good holiday albums. And I'm trying to think what else you can normally get. Other than that, it tends to be interesting. But not the good, I mean, not, for the most part, not the good kind of interesting. How am I talking about records? One day we'll do that, but not the good kind of interesting. The kind of interesting where you're like, I never listened to that. I think I've gotten records like that. I said, oh, I'll listen to that. A band that had one hit wonders, other albums, like as normally, like from classic rock. You say, okay. I didn't know. I'm trying to think of a band without, I don't know. So anyway, BTO. You see, I don't know any BTO songs, but I know one. I just don't know the name of it. And it's not on this album that I bought. Okay, so going with that, I found recently a new kind of item occasionally could appear, and I got really lucky twice, or three times, but I didn't even think to look, was magic tricks, or magic trick sets. And so I don't know how long this setup will take. It might take so long for me to set this up that it'll be a whole nother episode, but I don't think so. Or maybe I could talk about some of it on this episode and then on another episode. But so it was the holiday season of 2021, and I was thinking of, it's just my brain was just, you know, running through stuff. And I said, remember one holiday season we got a magic set, and we may have gotten more than one. And then I also remembered, wait a second, I got a used magic set one time at a garage sale. Well, I don't think it was at a store, but it was at like a garage sale or something. And so I was like thinking about it, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if any good of the stores have magic tricks that I peruse. And it turns out the answer is yes, they do. The one thing I found, now he doesn't listen to this podcast, but I found like these, not just one, but a two-pack of this magic set, the same magic kit twice was packaged together. Like, I assume someone had two of them and donated them. And I don't know if they were having trouble selling them, so then they put them together. And I said, well, I can get one for me and one for somebody else. Now, note, going forward, I don't think I'll ever do any magic tricks. So you could say I'm an aspirational musician. I'm an aspirational musician and magician or a conjurer. And that's okay. Like, I know who I am sometimes, and I know I'm only going to be an aspirational magician. Now, if you want a real podcasting magician, Phoebe Judge is the foremost, I would say, or like a podcaster of renown who is also is a magician. Or performer of magic tricks. I don't know what the proper term is even. That's how, like, I can't even aspire to address it correctly. So, okay, so where are we at? So we'll open up this magic set, but I wanted to kind of set up some of my relationship with magic. I did see Phoebe do one magic trick, I think in Seattle one time. Oh no, and then on performing, Phoebe did a one when I saw Criminal Live in San Francisco. And shout out to Lauren, who's also a friend of the show, friend of mine. So producer Criminal and Phoebe Reads a Mystery and Is This Love? No, that's a song. That's a BTO song, Scoots. No, I think that's Whitesnake, actually. I don't know what, but okay, so magic. Let's focus on magic here. I have some good magic stories, but let's just focus for now, and then I'll tell some of the other ones maybe later. I've told a couple of them before. But so here's the things I remember about getting a magic set when I was a kid, and maybe more than one. Now, here's one honest thing. I have no idea if I asked for them or someone said, maybe this kid's so strange, he'll like magic set. Because I don't remember, like, wanting to do magic, but I do remember getting more than one magic set. And I'm not saying that in a pejorative way. Like, I was a strange child. I had strange tastes. So someone saying, huh, maybe this will be the thing. The kid, he was a gymnastic school dropout, basketball camp dropout. I quit basketball camp the first day. When someone asked me why my face was so red from running. And like I said, one gymnastics, once I found out I wasn't going to be doing flips within the first class, I said, this is definitely not, I said, I'm sorry, what, we're just going to run and touch the spring? I'm here to spring and sprung. And many other things I didn't follow through on, but magic's in that great category for me, a little bit, yeah. So I got this magic set. The one I know I got was from a magician named Blackstone. And now I have to research it because I say, who is it like? Is that person, is it even proper to talk about them? And let's see. And then I got the used magic set. I think around the same time, because then I tried to combine them. But I didn't do very many magic tricks, even the ones, because, and I don't want to, I think it was just I'm not ambitious, and while there are things I've learned to follow a set prescribed series of steps with, I'm not exactly skilled at it. As far as, I'm just not, like, follow-through was not my thing even as a kid. I remember there was, like, a bottle one. I mean, I'm sure the most basic ones I was able to do, but I mean, one of the beautiful things about magicians and people, especially close-up magic, is it takes a lot of practice to create those illusions. And one of the gifts I have is my memory is not good. And my suspension of disbelief is, and my ability to catch stuff is not great. So I really am like a magician, like I love magic. We'll just talk about that for a second. I haven't been in the Magic Castle, haven't been any magic shows in Vegas. So I guess I'm not, I like magic. I guess I'm not qualified to say I love magic. But I do not remember, even if someone shows me how they performed a trick, and then, I mean, as long as like 6 to 12 months pass, I could see the trick again. I'll have no idea how they did it. And part of me really doesn't want to know. I mean, I guess sometimes it's cool when those specials used to be on. I watched all those specials, and then I would see them, and then I would watch them again years later, and I'd say, I have no idea how they do that trick. And I still don't. And then I remember when David Blaine started to, he like seemed to rise to quick prominence. And he was very skilled at, I remember watching a special probably in the aughts, and my mind was blown. Like some of the stuff he was doing, this was early David Blaine, once he was famous, but not when he was doing these endurance challenges that he became known for. Probably in the later aughts, but he was doing more, and this kind of goes in, this is a good introduction to what we're talking about, because I don't know the timelines, so maybe I could look that up too, of David Blaine and then this particular magic kit. But David Blaine, they called it street magic, and if you're not familiar with David Blaine, he's a very charismatic, handsome, I would say, illusionist or magician or performer of magic. And he became more known for doing these kind of, these other things like, sitting in something on the London Bridge or something like that. And those were cool too. But he also would do the magic where he'd be just walking around. And this is just he'd walk up to a group of people. This would be the first special I remember seeing. And he'd say, hey, like to a group of people, like in, like Venice or Santa Monica or something. He'd say, hey, what's going on? And he'd say, look at your forearm. And person would look at their forearm, and there'd be a sharpie of like the two of spades there. And then Dave Blaine would have it on his forehead when they looked back up or something. Or he'd say, pick a card. And then all of a sudden a sky writer would do the card or would have already done the card that they picked. And I'm not doing it justice. It just seemed impossible. And I'm willing to believe, because I'm not like, oh, this is just a gimmicky editing or something. So, I don't know. So, like, it was really cool. And they called it street magic, because he's just out on the street, which, at least when you're watching on TV, you say, okay, well, there's going to be less likely. He doesn't have a stage or whatever. So that brings us to these magic kits I found. And I'm going to grab the box cover first and then describe that, and then we'll go from there. Now, I will change it a little bit because I don't want to, I don't know anything about it. For magicians aged 8 and to adult, so that's a good sign. And I'm going to call it Marty's Magic. Marty's Mind-Blowing Magic. Marty's Magic is number one for magic worldwide. And magic's kind of written in a little bit of like a graffiti style, with two arrows going in different directions. And this was back when stuff was on DVD. I'll try to find a date on the box. They only have a half the box. And it comes with a quality shoulder bag loaded with cool collection of amazing magic tricks and stunts. And it has a DVD. Then it has what I assume is Marty holding up a King of Hearts and covering one of his eyes, so you can only see one of his eyes, and he's kind of cloaked with a little bit of shadow. And it says it includes a DVD, amazing secret cards, mysterious mind reading, spooky magic, illusions, defy gravity, appear, transform, and vanish, unbelievable streetwise trickery, plus exclusive magic bag. And it's a pretty big box, like it's a rectangle, bigger than a board game, but not that much bigger. And the majority of the box is a black and white photo with the background kind of streaked out of focus. And on the left side of the photo is the back of Marty. He has sunglasses on, and we only see the back of his head. I assume it's Marty. And the bag that comes with the magic set is in color, and he's holding a card, which is also in color. And then there's a group of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 children who I would assume are aged 8 to 12, maybe even 14, and they're watching and their minds are blown. And they're all different kind of reaction shots, so whether the kids were acting or not, they really did a good job, or the photographer did. Because you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different reactions, all of amazement. Though the kid all the way on the left, he looks more stunned. And he's actually not looking at, well, he has sunglasses on, so he's actually not looking at the, and actually, if we had a magnifying glass, we could look at the reflection of his sunglasses. Doesn't seem to be matching what we're seeing, but I'll have to do that. And Marty is the creator of the mind-blowing set, gives you everything you need to baffle and mystify audiences. But I don't see a date anywhere, but I do have this instruction book. Oh, 2003. So this was the aughts. It's from the UK. And I'm not going to read the instructions because I'm not here to expose behind the magic. Like I said, I like to be baffled, but I think what I was more into was the accoutrement of the magic. Let's just see how many tricks it comes with since I have the instructions in my hand. First, we have an introduction, new generation of magicians, mind-blowing tricks. This will give you everything you need. Tricks and props with a unique magic shoulder bag. I wonder if the shoulder bag is actually magic. Unlike the years of dedicated practice that professional magicians require, you'll be able to do it quickly. But once you've learned how to do it, you got to practice and patter your words and every gesture until you're confident. That way, it'll go some way. And then it has, one, two, three. I wonder if this is how many tricks it has. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 squares. Not with tricks, but different stuff that comes in there. Okay, it comes with shoulder bag. Oh, I don't want to read this because this is all the things, but I want to see. I do want to see how many things it does come with. Because this is a pretty good deal. I'd have to look at how much it costs me. It looks like there's 49 tricks total. And it actually talks about Marty, whose name I changed just in case. They grew up in a magical family surrounded by some of the most famous people in the world. It looks like Marty's a famous UK magician. Close-up magic, 15 years, inspired hundreds of thousands of budding magicians worldwide. 2003. So now I have in my hands the bag. And what's funny about it is that these bags are, these bags have kind of come back in style. I don't know the quality of the bag. I'll have to check the stitches and stuff. But it's a blue camo bag. So it has one, two. So it has like a royal blue, a navy blue, a light blue, and a very dark blue, indigo maybe even, camo. It has a rubber tag on it that says mind-blowing. It's a shoulder bag, so it's not quite what's back in, which is, what are those things called that you wear around your waist? Fanny pack. This is a shoulder bag. And actually, these were big in the aughts. I bought one in Italy, in Florence, Italy, I believe, a shoulder bag to wear around the rest of when I was cruising around Europe. Or actually, I was only cruising around Italy, but my brother lived there. So it's a shoulder bag, or like what they call a crossbody bag nowadays. It has like a vertical zipper, which probably isn't good because it probably, for me, stuff would fall out. So it has a front pocket with, what do you call that? It's not lace, kind of like a netting type of thing. And it has a front pocket. The front pocket with Velcro's pretty, Velcro's sturdy, and it has room in there. And let's just check the stitching. It does have one of those, it looks like it's actually, like the bag is actually made from, the material's pretty thick too. Definitely has a smell like it's been inside packaging since 2003, which it has. And now's the exciting part, because I'm just going to hold the bag. I put everything in the bag from the box, and I'm going to reach in the bag, and we'll see what we come out with, huh? Okay, the first thing was a DVD. I don't think I... Oh, no, I have an Xbox, so I could put this in the Xbox, maybe. So it's the DVD. It has Marty on the left holding the King of Hearts in a black suit or really dark blue suit, a dark blue, like, matching, no tie. It's 56 minutes. The DVD's from 2004, though, the copyright. Mind-blowing magic, cool amazing tricks, miraculous mind reading, tricks with money, tricks and stunts. So that's the DVD. Let's see what we pull out next. And then maybe I'll just contemplate, like, what it is. Okay. This one is, it's a, what would you call this? It kind of looks like a tongue depressor. I'm sure that's, like, it's a shape, or, like, you know what you used to, a pizza peel shape? Like, you know how it has the handle? And then the pizza peel part, but if the pizza peel part was elongated into a thing, and it's silver, and then on one side are two flying friends, we'll say. House flying friends, like plastic versions of them. And then on the other side is one. So I was trying to like flick it back and forth. I don't know if that's a trick because it's not doing anything. And then I think I know there's another one in there. So I don't know what kind of trick this would be because I'm not a magician, but maybe like making them disappear, or maybe you hold it up. I don't know. Or maybe it's some sort of counting game. I don't know. So that's that one. Okay. So my hand just touched something. Oh boy. Okay, cool. This is, what we got here? This one's, folded up. Okay. So this is appearing banknotes and, but on the other side, it has a card and it's, and then inside is a card or a couple cards. I don't know if they're trick cards or what. I don't see anything trickery about them. There's a jack of clubs and a jack of hearts inside a little thing. Oh, no, okay. But one of them has a false back on it. So it has a place, like, on the card. The card's like an envelope, so you could probably hide something in the card. Cool. So I'd assume you use that for, like, appearing banknotes or whatever. Okay, now I have another one, another money one. And this one says, please read instructions before folding. So I will not fold it, but it's amazing moving money. But there's some details on there. Looks kind of like, I don't know if anybody like was a Disney fan back in the day, but they had, what are those called, Mickey Bucks or something? Disney Dollars, they were called. Ray just yelled at me. So the first one looks like a dollar, but it has Marty on the top, and it says Mind-Blowing Magic 1, 1989. And it has Marty's signature. Fellow magicians agree never to reveal the secrets. 37, 1089. And then on the other side, you could see, okay, there's something with the way you fold it that I don't understand. So one side, and then the other one is a 10. And it says 37, 1089, has Marty. And the other side is the same. It's a 10. So I don't know. I mean, I guess some trick that involves folding. That's all we know. And also, like, on the 10 is like a symbol. It looks a little bit, it's like a, what is that called? Like a, I don't know, an outline of what looks, just in my imagination, is, what's that? What's Pinocchio's conscience? What was his name? Like Jiminy Cricket. Obviously, it's not, but, you know, maybe you'll say Jiminy. Okay, let's reach in. Let's reach a little bit deeper this time. Okay, oh boy, I got something. I don't know what it is. Oh, it's a square. Okay, so this one is a cube, like a dice, but larger. I would say it's actually almost exactly 1 inch square. Or each square is 1 inch across. I don't know, what's that called? Not the circumference, that's a circle. And on each part of the dice or the square, one has an ear, one has a mouth, one has a nose, one has an eye, one has a hand. Let's count. One has a head with a question mark. Okay, ear, head with question mark, nose, eye. Then hand, head, mouth, eye. And then they also have different squares for colors. Like the head has a blue squares. The mouth has white squares, the eye has red or orange squares, hand has green, ear has yellow, mouth has white, nose has pink. So I don't know. This, I have really no idea. Some sort of cubing, I don't know, like some sort of magic, obviously. Okay, so we're digging deep here. Oh, we got something. Oh, interesting. So this one is a marker. And it has a clip to tie, like to clip the marker to your body or to something on the cap. I don't know if that's so you don't lose it or that's some sort of magic trick. Well, I mean, I wonder if the marker's dried out. I don't think it's ever been opened. Maybe dried out. I can't tell. I don't know. This may be like one of those magic pens. Or it's a marker that I'll never lose the cap to because you could clip it and it has a piece of string attached to the cap. But I do remember some of those magic tricks, like where you'd clip something and then it would retract or whatever. I don't remember what it was. I think I had something like that, and that was one of the few ones that I could actually do. And then I think all of us have invented, maybe not everyone, but here's something that used to be a Christmas present people would get. And I always thought it was fun. I never got it as a gift, but it's like a real, well, maybe it's not a real dollar. Maybe you just get the kit to use with a real dollar, but it's like a piece of almost invisible, a long piece of nearly invisible, like fishing line and like a retractor with a button. And then you clip it to real money and you put it on the ground, you know, and you've seen it and then you can kind of make it come back. I've fallen victim to that before, more than once. Like, that's the kind of thing when I saw it in real life, I was like, I thought that only happened in cartoons, but now I'm seeing it in real life. I don't know if it was a friend or a sibling that had that, or a cousin or something. Okay, I reached in, I got another one of these pieces of Pizza Peel silver with the house flying friend on there. But this one just has one on one side and none on the other. Couldn't get more sleepy than this, right? It's like, okay, here we go. We got the cards. But yeah, this is like totally like sleep podcast. Okay, this is Magician's Secret Cards. It has like a Marty label on it. And then the cards are first class playing cards. So here's another tangent, right? Is that I did get a pack of trick cards. Once I bought myself one, and then another time I think I was given one. Or maybe not. We claim exclusive rights in Ace of Spades, Jokers, and back design. First class limited UK. Classic playing cards. So the cards I had, I think the cards I was given, and this might have been when I was like in college, was, so maybe I bought them. They had like a way you could read the cards, like the cards on the back of them. They had a very subtle design with a clocks. And so you could read the person's card. If it was down in front of you, you could do this quick shorthand math. I mean, I couldn't do it because I'm not good at math or memorizing. But you'd say, oh, that's at 4. That means it's a club. And then it's at a 10. It's the 10 of clubs. There was a way to do that. And then I think they were also, whatever they call that, that magicians have, where the cards are cut in a certain way. But then I think there's instructions, of course, that I didn't read, just like we're doing now. And I never, I think you had to organize the cards in another way. The other cards I had that I remember, I think I bought, were like, or maybe these were the same ones. There was like, I think, so there's 52 cards in a normal deck, correct? And I think this one that I'm imagining in my mind, it had, like 26 regular cards. What's 52? That's 26, right? Is half of that. And then it had 26 like Jack of Hearts or something. But that might have been a different deck, and or maybe it had 50%. So these are whatever they're called. I can see when I open the box that the box is staggered. So there's, but it's still in plastic. Oh boy, cool. Talk about happy. So I'll be right back. I'm going to open these cards. So I opened the cards. I haven't looked at them other than the bottom card is a three of clubs. I will say one thing though. Like, I know that if you're a real magician or like I'm like somebody that actually practices illusions, that's what I'd say. Like someone that's really good at practicing illusions. I know, like, maybe this is just like picturing these kind of more packaged tricks as just people's entry point into magic. Okay, so this deck, I will say, is similar, to exactly what I was saying. I'm not going to reveal the cards, but I would say this is a 50-50 deck. There is a Joker who is a magician, a cartoon magician. There's three clubs, there's spades and hearts and clubs and kings and aces and three, four, and there's a black and white Joker, and then there's a couple blank cards too. So again, this is the kind of card, the deck, you kind of got to figure out, I don't know, you got to follow the instructions. I don't see any, let's check the back to see if there's any difference in the back. I don't necessarily see that this is the one, like the one I was talking about, that has a thing where you can think. But I do think I had this similar deck, which it's like 50-50. So that's the magic cards. And I'm pretty sure it matches the other ones with the false back where you could hide money or whatever. And I don't know. I think I went to one. I'd like to go to more magic shows. There's a magician that was big in San Francisco about 12 years ago, Christian. And he, I think, moved to L.A. And I think it's Christian C. was his name. And this was back when I was trying to figure out what I was going to do. This was before the podcast. And I was volunteering. So this would have been 2000, I don't know when it was, but I was volunteering. I got into like, I did some volunteers helping at San Francisco Fringe Fest, because if you volunteered as an usher or a ticket taker or whatever, then you could kind of be, you got into the shows, you could get on the waiting list to get into shows for free. And then the theater that ran San Francisco, I think it was the Exit Theater. I started volunteering there a few times, And like I would, what I would do is I would like just take tickets or whatever, usher. And I did his show a few times, but I didn't go into the show. I don't know why, but he was really nice. And so I never saw him perform, unfortunately, but I would like to get into going to more magic shows is what I'm saying. And, you know, in the next couple of years. Okay. I got another one here. Another card trick, and we can confirm my other assumption about the cards. It is the same card back, so it can match your main card set. And this one is color changing kings to aces, it's called. And they come in their own little envelope. It'd make it easy to store. And I don't know how it works, but it's you got two aces and two kings with possibly a little deception in there, but you got four cards. And somehow, if you follow the instructions, you can make the kings change into aces somehow. With a little sleight of hand, as they say. All right, we're still digging here. And I got something. Let's do this. My hand is in the bag. I'm trying to think. Okay, so I have another cube in my hand. Also have a piece of string. Finally got it off my finger. This is a cube. It has one sunken part, and that's all I know. I'm pulling it out. Oh, it's an ice cube. This seems more like one of those gags you would have. It's a fake a Lucite ice cube with a flying friend in there, a plastic one, not a real one. Don't worry. Flying house friend, similar to those things, like those pizza peels. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't like, I'm not a big fan of April Fools. Like, I prefer to be fooled by an illusionist for fun than, you know, for sport. Okay, I'm back in here. These, I have no idea. So these ones are just rectangles with stickers on them, rounded edges. One has a rounded edge. One has flat edges. And one is a yellow on both sides rectangle that has rounded edges, and then a red, and I think there's a third one, but this one is red rectangle with flat edges, and that's all I know. I have no idea even what trick it would be. Okay, but going back in here, eyes closed, let me see. Okay, I have something else in my hand. It's a box, it's plastic. It has a cap, a top, so like a square cube. It's gray. I don't know what's in here. So it's a gray, like a gift box, but a tiny, like a 1.5. And it's empty. So you could either put, I guess in this gift box, you could either put the cube or the ice cube in there. And I'm just going to see if I can fit this the square with the hand and mouth in there. It doesn't exactly fit perfectly, so I don't know what this is for. It's interesting, though. And it actually has a look like, it has kind of like, they did a good job of giving it a rougher look, too. Because at first glance, I thought it was made from paper. Okay, I'm reaching back in. Okay, I'm pulling out yet another card trick here. So a lot of card tricks, but really well organized. This one is Mysterious Mind Power. So it's the same cards. And in this one, I guess I shouldn't reveal too much. But it's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cards. They're all suited cards. At least for me, no clue how it would work. I don't see any way to tell these cards apart, but I mean, that's not a, that doesn't mean I know anything. I'm just looking at the backs of them to see, and I don't see any differences, but there may be subtle differences, or there might be something else to them. That's cool. I mean, I really, like, I'm deceived by even how to deceive someone with this illusion. I mean, that's cool. That's some serious trickery. Okay, so this bag is really, this bag kind of looks a little bit like a backpack someone would have on their way to pre-K. Like, it's cute. I wouldn't associate it with street magic. I'd say, well, that's a cute bag your son has. So, I don't know. But, I mean, that's not an insult or anything. I just, when I picked it up, I said, that's a cute little bag there, young little Andy. Okay. Oh, boy. Cool. So, I reached in. I got a key, an old-fashioned key like you'd find in an old-fashioned house. I don't think I've seen any old-fashioned locks. But it has, it's like one of those brass keys. This one is silver. It's definitely got some substance to it. Like an oval handle, then the long thing, then a nub, and then the key part with four branches. But yeah, it's a key. What can I say? I don't know if it's one of those keys that opens every door. I kind of doubt it, because if it is, it'd be the best investment I've ever made in my life. Okay, here we go. I'm digging to the bottom here. And I won't make any jingles, but this is a jingle jangler. It's a chain, and interesting. So it almost looks like this. It's a lighter material than you'd make a dog collar out of. But it has a ring at one end, and then a ring like, what do you call it? What are these called? Links, right? One, two, three links down, there's another ring. And then at the other end of the chain, there's nothing. So it's just like a chain with two rings. So interesting. I don't know what you'd do with it. I mean, definitely illusion. And I don't see any, I'm giving it a little tug. Oh, wait, one link. We have one interesting thing. Let me look a little deeper here. Okay, I try not to jingle. And so I thought one of the links was caught, but I thought it was maybe some sort of secret magnet ring, but it's not. And I'm pulling on the rings. I'm pulling on the chain, and I'm not seeing anything. Let me see if I can, like, it's one of those dancing rings. Nope, and the other ring is secure. So if the magician was asking me to check it, I'd say everything looks secure. Okay, though I do see a little bit of possible trickery in the rings, where you could hold the ring. So maybe these rings are detachable. I'm not sure, though. Could just be part of the manufacturing process. Like, how do you get a ring on a thing anyway, right? Okay, going to the bottom of the bag. Oh, we got something else here. We got a broken rubber band. That probably was holding together the cards or something. And then a lock. Okay, so this is a little tiny padlock. It has MM on it. Definitely is too small for that big key. It is literally a half inch. It might work with the, I guess I shouldn't assume with magic, but that it's unlocked. I haven't seen any keys, but it goes with that chain. And let's see what else I can find in here. Okay, again, another piece. I got some money, some loose money, and then incredible instant money. Okay, these ones have a little trick to them, so I don't want to reveal them, but I don't know what the trick is. And again, organized very well. And then this loose money probably fell out of something, but this one is also, those are all tens. Some are complete tens and some are illusionary tens. So more money tricks. This one is a plastic bag with one piece of kind of felt in there. Don't know what that does, but probably magical. Then I just, ooh, cool. Okay, so there's, I got two things here. And that was what one of the rubber bands was for that broke. But one of them is another rectangle, black rectangle with a blue rectangle on it. This one has one rounded edge and one flat edge. It goes with those other two rectangles. Then I have a piece of plastic with what should be four rubber bands around the. It's a rectangle, but it's two pieces of clear plastic. And then in between the two pieces of clear plastic is another rectangle with a big circle in it. That's orange. And then there should be four rubber bands holding the two pieces of plastic over the other thing. So I don't know if this is one of those things where you stick something through like broken glass or what. I think that was one of the tricks I could do is like when you could stick your, what is that thing called? When I had a magic wand through something. So, but I, there's no, this, there's no, I don't know if in, here's the thing. In street magic, can you have a magic wand? I don't know. Okay, and then there's a little bag with a question mark on it, like the Riddler might have, a small black bag, about 3 inches by 1 inch, with a yellow question mark on it. Maybe that ball goes in there. This one is the most curious thing, and I'm afraid I think it's fake. It says, it's like some sort of gag, It has to do with those flying friend trick, and it says so I don't know. That must be something. It says store in a cold environment to prevent them flying around. And let's see what else we got here. I think that was it. That's all the magic tricks there. Perfect. So we got through it all. And, so that's Marty's magic, street magic bag or whatever it's called, mind-blowing tricks. And so you could check in with me and see, did I read the instructions and maybe I give it to my daughter. I don't know if she's into magic. Maybe I learn one trick for patrons. I don't know. So we'll have to see how it goes, but thanks. And I hope the one trick I'm good at, which is keeping you company, taking your mind off stuff, is working. It's not a trick, though, really. It is but misdirection. So I guess I do use misdirection. I'm trying to, you know, make you listen to me and my foibles. So there's another episode you could queue up right now if you need some more. I'm misdirected by misdirection. Good night, everybody. All right, I want to thank everybody that became a patron recently. I really appreciate everybody that joined and supported the show. And I want to thank and say thanks, and good night to Mary, Steve, and Chana. Thanks, and good night to Lisa, Josephine, and Dacus. Thanks, and good night to Nicholas, Haley, and Lainey. Thanks, and good night to Caitlin, Ryan, and Thomas. Thanks, and good night to Jesse, Kaya, and Benjamin. Thanks, and good night to John, Misty, and Heather. Thanks, and good night to Emily, Christina, and Jim. Thanks, and good night to John, Hannah, and Jackie. Thanks, and good night to Christine, Brian, and Patty. And thanks, and good night to Emma and Martha. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Couldn't do it without all you. Really appreciate it. And I'm tucking in here. You could support the show on Patreon, support our sponsors, just spread the word about our podcast. You could get rewarded for it sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer or just support, you know, spread the word about podcasting in general. Helps the show, too. And we've been able to add more shows in the feed over the past year, thanks to some of these Chuck You In sponsors like this one. Thanks and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month. And what you can expect to see on... In the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only. And then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from. On Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boar Friends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleeping Beauty Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season one, part two, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is a bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53. Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So, yeah, like that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, yeah, that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, and then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? and building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com, and good night.